My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, how about this? We're just sitting around. Boom, Top Dog just walks in the studio.
Some people say I'm no good. I'm
crazy.
That's
never been me.
Who said that?
Not me.
I get drunk in the morning and I get stoned in the afternoon.
Now, but I people saying you don't sing very well, I can see that.
Wait, wait a minute.
I thought you were good.
I can see that coming from the other side of the Andy.
I would not
Jeff,
do that to you.
You're my partner now. Come on. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good to see you, Hanford.
I am great. Just like you guys, all excited. I mean, we got the Guardians who is playing extremely well, and then training camp has started, so... That's interesting. I can't wait, but these Guardians, I have a feeling down the stretch, they're going to just absolutely drive me crazy, but that's okay.
They're already driving us crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. They're allowed to. Can I ask you guys a question on them before we jump on?
Yeah.
Can you guys help me out with this?
Wait, can this be our X mention?
Well,
let's make this our X mention. Hang on 1 second. Go.
The game that we go ahead,
Dan.
Oh, our thoughts from Hanford Dixon are powered by Shabba Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send them at your show at CLE Talking Heads, like Tom does, saying, Hanford, what do you got to say?
Can you guys help me out on this? I am having a problem with this.
Okay.
Okay, the game we just lost. Okay. They're playing, the game's going extra innings, okay?
Right. Yeah.
When they're first, they play small ball.
Mm-hmm.
They bunt the guy over to third.
Over to third. Right.
And
bring him in.
Your chances are much better getting around. Why in the hell did we not do the same thing? At least we could keep
just
going.
Just even it up.
I mean, somebody help me out with that one. I mean, sure, we got the new guy, but
especially
on
a team that's not exactly loaded with guys that you're overly confident in when it comes to swinging the bat.
It's crazy.
I can't argue with you. I agree with you. I'd take the run.
And then I'm looking
especially when you're down a run, take the run, live to see the next inning if you need to.
No one is bringing it up. No one brought it up. I mean, it just absolutely. Okay.
Although you're not going to run Clase out there for another inning.
That's our Pro Bowl cornerback baseball strategy right on the money.
I thought of you on Sunday. I'm watching these guys practice at training camp.
Oh.
These training camps are nothing like what you used to go through.
Hey, guys, that's what I was just talking. I think I was just talking to someone on the way in. We were talking about that. And Daryl, I think it was. And, I mean, we had training camp. I mean, we literally had training camp.
You
ought to hear Ozzy talk about it now. I mean, he sits there and just laughs because these guys, really with the NFLPEA, you can't really – do a lot with them as far as practicing, have them practice back to back, just a lot of different rules, and that's fine and dandy, but today is a piece of cake compared to what we went through and what, because we had two-a-days.
How does that affect preparation? Were you guys tired when the season started, or were you more prepared than guys today, you think?
I want to say that we were more prepared, because when you look at it, a lot of these guys, they don't even play in preseason games. I mean, now they're down to three preseason games. A lot of them don't even play in those games. And I wanted to play in every one of them, a little bit in the first, a little bit in the second, more in the third. And then when we got to the – we had four. When we got to that four – I think we had four. Didn't we have four?
Yeah, you did.
You know, I can't remember what I did yesterday. But when we got to those that last preseason game, I wanted to play more. Like, it wouldn't have bothered me if I'd have played into – three quarters, but then again,
it really helped you be ready.
It really helped me get ready because it helped me then, because I know the following week it was a game we had to play the whole game. But I understand where they're coming from too, because obviously, you know, they pay these guys a lot of money today, and they don't want them to get hurt. But I think they can really get hurt by not playing them. That's just my opinion, but.
That's what I
wonder. Were you at Lakeland the whole time, or did you do 1 year at Kent?
No.
I'm trying to remember.
I was at Lakeland the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah. I think they had just switched when you came in.
Yeah,
Love that? I think from the fans' experience, like, I remember going out and watching you guys when I was a kid, you know?
Well,
not that. You were probably. Yeah, we were the same age at that
well,
point.
That's all right. You know, I understand, big dog. You know, you want to dog me out. I'm getting up there. That's what I just told you. I can't remember what I did yesterday.
I hear a bus.
But it's.
I was old. I mean, we were going out there in college. You're only a year old.
I liked Lakeland because you got a chance to, you know, get away a little bit. Yeah, but I would have much rather have gone to West Virginia. You guys been up
in
there?
The luxury hotel?
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. It's really, really nice. I actually went there before they even said, because Ozzy bought a place up there, and we go up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I go up there to stay with him and play golf. But yeah, it's
are you
really,
allowed to ding former teammates?
If he's in studio, we both worked with him. That's a name drop. That's okay. But if you're going to drop anybody's name, drop Ozzy's name.
That's a
Come
good
on.
One to drop.
Well, you guys know me and Ozzy are best friends. We talk pretty much every day. So, you know, he drives me crazy. I drive him crazy. We could take so much of each other. Then we get away and then we want to get back together again. It's like a breakup, you know, sometimes.
All I know is that you and Ozzy are such good friends. He used to watch when you and I did high school football games together.
Yes.
Was he critiquing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Absolutely.
have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to the tight end. We're the basket. I want basket.
Giving us a hard time. And I got a question for you two. Tell me, what do you think this year? I mean, I'm pretty excited. You guys ready to roll?
I'm kind of taken back by 8.5 wins. Like, people are predicting. I think they can win way more than eight. Yeah, it sounds low to me, too.
If we only win 8.5 games, there's a problem. I mean, there's a serious problem. When you look at all the talent on this football team.
It's a 10 or 11 win team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very easily. The only problem and the thing that scared me is that that whole AFC North is stacked.
Great.
I mean, it's just stacked. Every single team is a good football team. And that's why we cannot come out of the gates messing around. We got to be ready to go, and we got to play well, I think, the entire season. But I'm excited about it. I just think this football team is a good football team. You look at the defense. You look at the offense. I think overall, I think we're a good football team. I was a little bit shocked when I heard that Stefanski is going to call the plays after hiring the new offensive coordinator. But that's okay. I'm still not mad at it. It's okay with me. If that's what he want to do as his team, go ahead and do it. Let's just put some wins, baby.
All right. I have two specific things for you.
Okay.
As one of the great corners in NFL history, are the Browns okay at wide receiver?
I think we are. I think Amari still has another good year in him. I mean, look at him last year. I mean, he just had obviously he's not as fast as he used to be, but he still runs great routes. He can get open, and he just he catches the ball extremely, extremely well. I think the big thing, well, I'm really, really excited about it and can't wait to see how this is going to turn out, Jerry Jeudy. When we brought Jerry Jeudy in, I mean, you guys know he's a...
I've always liked him, and...
He's an ex-Alabama boy now. So, you know, I can see Andy over there smiling on that.
I know where
you're
going.
You know where I was headed, of course. You know I was headed with that one, but...
By the way, did you see Alabama's new golf course? Their new...
No, you I have didn't to, see just, that.
I don't want to derail you, what you're saying.
Too late.
You have to look at this thing when we get off the air. It's a multi-million dollar golf facility that is like, I've never... For a college team... Unbelievable. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
it. And then we got we have more. But I think the key, and I think this guy's going to have a great, great year is Njoku. I mean, at that tight end position. I mean, he's happy now. He's making a lot of money.
He's athletic as all get out.
He's a matchup nightmare. for defensive backs. Linebackers can't cover him. You got to put like a safety or a corner or somebody on him. He's just a matchup nightmare. The key to this whole thing, as you guys know, is going to be Deshaun. I mean, he is going to be the key. If we can get him back to his Houston days where he was playing extremely well and hopefully that shoulder, hopefully he's healthy. I think if he comes in and he can throw that rock, I think we're going to be okay. I didn't even mention Nick Chubb.
No, I know. No. Yeah. Our fingers are all crossed on that one.
Yeah.
And what do you think of when you hear these quarterback salaries?
You know what? I'm happy for him.
Are you?
I am happy for
him. I wish I could throw the ball a little better.
Yeah, I wish I was quarterback today. These guys, and guys are constantly just going up and up and up. I don't care who it is. And I think the next big one is going to be Dak. Well, Prescott, when he comes up.
And how do you not pay him?
But here's the thing is, now, the wide receivers. I mean, look at the money that these wide receivers are getting right now. I mean, but
triple what highly paid running backs are getting.
You know what I say? God bless them. And how they devalue that running back position, I just don't understand. Because those guys are really important to a football team, as you guys know. Look at Nick Chubb, just to name one, and it goes on and on.
Derrick Henry in Baltimore now, going to Baltimore. That scares me.
Well, you know, I knew they was trying to put that deal together when they got him. Isaac Collins said, I got him. And a lot of people think Isaac's retired, but he's not. He's there every single day.
Still has the office,
still
right?
Still has the office. He's still there. And I think when they showed him on the draft, I think you guys saw him. He's sitting there in the draft room, but he's still in those decisions.
Yeah, how did Ozzy not have a role in an Alabama guy going to Baltimore?
Right.
Come on.
You know he did.
Of course he did.
Let me ask you a question about college and these guys getting paid in college. Okay. What do you think of that?
I don't have a problem with it because I think they've been paying players, college players, as you guys know, in college for a long, long time.
What?
They just had to disguise it and hide it.
Really?
You know, so that's...
That wasn't a Big Mac in that bag.
Only thing I have a problem with...
A lot of shoeboxes back in the day.
Yeah. A lot of handshakes and shoeboxes. The only thing I have a problem with is the guys being able to change teams as much as they're able to. I don't like to see them just
like three different colleges.
Yeah, I think if you're going to sign a contract or you're going to give them all that money, you got to stay there. You got to stay there as long as you're there.
The only thing the only place I've always thought that you should be, if your head coach goes, you should be able to leave then. That was the only time that I thought, I mean, especially because you know as well as I do, a head coach in college is into the family way more than you ever are in pros.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think you have something there, and I think if they're able to leave, then the players should be able. But I think that everybody should, you know, you should at least stay 2 years, 3 years, and then. But these guys, man, you pay me. If you don't pay me, I'm gone. I'm going over here. Somebody else is going to pay me. So, and that's thinking about Ohio State. That's how Ohio State got stacked this year. I give my buddies a hard time, you know, when I'll say this and I'll get out your guys' way because I know you're coming out to the end. I'll say this because when Ohio State was playing Michigan and Michigan beat Ohio State, I was giving all my buddies a hard time, that Ohio State fan. I said, don't worry about it, big dog. I said, Alabama's going to take care of them for you. Don't worry about it. And then what happens? Michigan go and beat Alabama too. And then I said, there's nothing I can say. I said, hey, man, I just stuck my tail between my leg and just kept it going. Guys, I know you got to go, but thanks.
No, we got to ask you the magic question. Jeff, you ask him the magic question. As we say, when it comes to Hanford Disc, we always have to ask him this question.
What?
Do I have any plays?
Yes. How many plays do you have left in you?
We just talked about that.
Yeah. Well, you got to tell us how many plays.
I have about anywhere from 7 to 10. Make sure you have the safety over top because if they run a deep route, I can't go get it.
Wait, you've added that to your response.
See,
that wasn't there 10 years ago.
Make sure the safety's over top, okay? That way I can handle it. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks for stopping in, man.
And the Hanford Dixon podcast. I just want to plug that, right?
Yeah. We're on Bally's. You guys, you can go to it at any time because we're constantly running it, but it's called the Hanford Dixon Show. You got to watch that, me and Gabby.
I have watched you do a nice job.
And thank you. And I tell everybody, I tell Gabby, you know, the people don't turn in to watch me. They turn in to watch you, you know, because here's Gabby all fancy-dancy, looking good, talking, and then you get the old man. Yeah, the top dog, come on.
We want to know what the top dog's saying because we want to hear you. Thank you, Hanford. We always appreciate you. All right, that'll do it for us today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org. We're back again tomorrow at 10. Until then, please be safe, my friends. Afternoon Drive takes you home next, right here on 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.